Yeah. Like, you have to, like,
what's some other accents?
I can do Australian.
Australian.
Can you do a Kiwi versus an Australian?
It's Tuesday,
Nick. I can't. Don't even but my friend, my best friend,
the Australian accent is quite nasally.
The British accent.
Okay. I am from Bondi Beach.
Oh, right. I don't understand right. it. But British, let me tell you about it, because
it's Tuesday.
We're playing football.
Good job, guys.
On a pitch.
All our coaches, they were British, yeah. So we would have to kind of, like, make fun of them in a way.
You have a really good British accent, but your intonation is still American.
You sound like Hermione. Well,
yeah. You still go up at the end of sentences, like, British down. Goes down, yeah.
So, exact yeah, example.
Way to critique.
Wait, you have to go down, though.
I also had a British accent.
Like, you said... You were quite sing-songy with it. You were like... I also had a British instead of like I also had a British.
Yeah, but that's because I'm British accent. I had a British when accent when I was a kid coming from Kenya. So
yes,
I guess,
me too.
Like my voice in British is kind that's of hilarious. Stuck in the like childhood.
Oh yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
And you're
too.
Like the way you pronounce is really good.
Okay,
like,
we're running over time, but
I mean,
as long as
yeah,
no one comes
got,
in, you can
it
go
bullied out of me, but.
I had a little bit of British.
Did you really get a bully out of you?
Our best friends were
yeah,
British.
In fifth grade, the girl was like, why does your voice sound like that? Like, that's really weird.
It's because I'm from
a
foreign land.
I got made fun of for having a deep voice.
I'm not from here, actually.
So then I, like, trained myself to make it, like higher. Yeah, I had a deep voice in, like, fifth grade.
How did you make it higher?
No, maybe it is how it is now. But
how do you
I
make
was
it
told
higher?
I had no. Maybe it is how it is now. But in fifth grade, I was told I had a deep voice.
By who?
And it stuck with me for
like
a while.
I feel like your voice is not like.
No, I don't think so either. But I guess back
also,
then.
Also, low key, I feel like girls. Okay, not maybe a deep, but like a raspy voice is like something that guys are really into.
Yeah, no, that's very
yeah.
true.
Yeah, it's true.
But at the middle
really?
School age, like
at the middle
like
school
you gotta
no
have
fun.
A high ass voice.
Yeah, my best friend Son, she has like a deep voice. You met her.
Yeah.
Grace, I don't know if you did. Like, my best friend in high school, she had a super deep voice. And, like, she would always be, like, I don't know, I think associated with masculinity by more people. Yeah. And so, like, having a deep voice at that age, like, especially intersecting with, like, race as well.
Yeah.
I think when you're younger, it's
like,
all about, like... Because you're going through puberty, you want to be as, like, feminine as possible or masculine as possible.
As a man.
But then, like, especially for women, because it's much more acceptable to be masculine as a woman than it is to be feminine as a man. A lot of, like, attraction is sexual dimorphism.
What
so
does
it's
that
like
mean?
You're still feminine, but you have these masculine features. So like women with strong eyebrows
wait,
are like
someone's touching this.
Attractive, and then like deep raspy voices
okay. I'm trying
are
to
more
figure
attractive.
Out how to make this stay up.
Yeah. It might be a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's a
that's
really
a
good
very
observation.
Good point, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very.
What a fruitful accurate. Conversation from our frat boy.
Well, there's no one here, so we keep going. Or
bro, like,
none of us
low key, if you got a raspy voice,
really
like, bro, I'm hitting that like immediately.
Well, yeah.
Have you guys heard Alex Morgan talk?
No.
Does he go here?
Do you know who?
Yeah.
Alex Morgan, like the soccer player.
Oh
my God! You know what? I saw her win the World Cup in 2015 or 16.
You and like all of America. Could
yeah,
I saw it in person.
I saw it in person.
That's what I saw Alex Morgan winning the World Cup.
I saw Alex Morgan.
I saw the parade. I saw
in
it in person.
College playing before she was famous.
I went
I have
to the finals.
Let's
really?
But anyway, her voice is really raspy.
Wait. He's valid to say this. He went to the finals in person.
Yeah, thank you. And I saw the victory parade.
What, the
Whoa.
Paris one or a different one?
No, it was in the U.S.
When was
the Women's World Cup.
What year? 2016?
No, it must have been later. 11? It must have been later. Or earlier. I mean earlier. I was at our camp. It was over the summer.
The Women's
in
World
New York?
Cup was in the U.S.? You saw the victory parade after.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
I thought you were talking about the match.
The actual game. Oh,
I saw no, I didn't. I saw
oh,
a game.
Cancel
though.
Him, bro.
What? No,
wait,
I saw a game.
I used to.
It was in the Red Bull Stadium.
I saw them.
I remember walking
in
there and being like, "Wow, this
Paris
stadium's so out of place."
Yeah, I used to.
Did you walk? Like,
she
you walk
played
from,
at Cal.
Really?
Yeah, I watched her.
Bro, wait, why are we talking about
that?
Alex Morgan? Who
bro,
is this?
Bro, because she has a really raspy voice. I was using that.
Wait, can you do an impression
of Alex Morgan?
What's
Cal?
Can't.
Marco,
what's
why can't we talk about successful women?
Oh, like
Marco, what's
so
wrong with talking about successful
women? We call this rage bait in my profession.
Marco.
Your profession is what a this. Fake radio
women,
DJ.
Women talking is radio
I'm a real
DJ.
Radio DJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
women
you're not.
Talking
you're
is
fake.
Radio. Yeah.
I'm well, real.
Let's address that. Let's unpack that.
We don't. We actually
Wait,
are going to mute the two women on talking right
the
now.
Two, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow.
So. Oh, wait,
Marco.
I muted you by accident. Whoops.
Should
I have
Marco.
To... Up.
Should we pay Chung to deserve...
Oops, wait, I muted everybody
one,
by accident.
Bro, this is literally gender oppression.
What?
Silencing women
wait,
happening right
mic.
Now on radio.
Can we play Chosen to Deserve by Wednesday?
Yes.
Can I...
Bro.
I'll play it in the background.
Yeah, period.
Yeah, please, thank you.
Marco, did you hear what Leah said?
Yeah,
you're
basically,
silencing
you're
women.
Silencing women on WFO radio
what
in 2026. Let's talk about
WMFO
it.
WMFO stands for Women Freaking Meeting
is it
Objectives.
In w-
okay, okay,
is
okay.
It
I like that.
WMFO
I like that.
Or
right, let's hear the music now. Cueing to Grace and then the music and Sophia.
Why
yep.
Is it then like meeting women?
Huh?
So that's him.
Yeah.
And we're mute. Oh no, he didn't mute us. He tried
no.
To.
Whoa,
I
whoa.
Muted.
You're saying I tried to. I didn't try anything.
Yes.
We see him. You can't see him.
He's gaslighting
he
women
is,
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my
he's
God.
Gaslighting and
mute
silencing us in 2026.
What?
Marco, this is serious. I'm not happy about
on
that.
Air. You're going on air.
Oh
saying
wait.
These
oh, do you want me to turn up the monitor?
Bro, this is gonna go on my high notes about people.
No,
I'm
we don't even have
with.
To take notes, Sophia. This
you
is
muted
important.
Me on air.
Wait, let's talk about this.
Oh
you have a notes app with people you're angry with.
That's lovely.
No. It's the thing me and Sophia always
is that
go.
True?
Write that down. Write that down. And it's really
jeez.
Nothing. We
okay.
Just need.
Her high thoughts sometimes.
I wouldn't
her
share
high
that.
High thoughts are low-key kind of crazy.
Guys, we're going to go
like
to Pizza Days after this.
What?
For free. We're going to Pizza Days for free after.
Should we just listen to music now?
No.
Yeah, maybe
no,
we
I'm
should.
I talk.
But
it's
basically,
up to you guys.
Right now, I'm thinking
suit.
About going to Pizza but Days.
I'm ready
I'm
to go
soft
to
launching
days.
Slash hard launching that.
Just one
we go there and we get our, you know, free pizza and free
no.
Okay, play the music.
Shout out Osman.
No.
Go. Music.
No.
Wait, what happens if I have two microphones? Oh.
I am
two
still.
Mics at once. My
friends all what? In a drill. What? They could
see mics at once. Two mics at once.
Okay, I have a
is
on.
Is two mics at once? One of
those Marco loves
no.
Hey, science what? And women, Marco, stop it.
That is actually such
yes.
A legal rage, babe.
Right.
I would never. Took him over to the hospital and told us he was lucky to survive. I can't hear you. I'm the girl that you've chosen to deserve. Please say it.
Why are you making?
Why am I being gaslit?
Women's approval based on what they do for you.
I didn't say that. That's rage.
That
bait.
Is a very valid question.
Women
that
have
we should
the
address.
Right to. Hey, we're muted.
Hey. No, you're not. No,
okay,
not
again muted. With the silence
no.
Of women.
I'm
here,
being
take
falsely
my mic.
Accused.
You're not being falsely accused.
I did not do that.
Yep.
Now you're mute.
Marco. You do that?
Enough of this madness.
What? Wait, what were you saying, Sophia?
Marco. No.
It's unmuted now.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
Really? No. And he muted me again.
No, I didn't. I just want to say...
Kimmy, what?
I'm going to mute everybody.
Okay.
I am the master DJ to dictate what everybody in the studio does.
No, actually,
here.
Wait, no,
bro,
actually, Marco, I'm gonna take the slot that's
this
happening right now
is,
because
this
you didn't actually say anything. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take the slot, and then we have to switch seats. Okay,
yes, bro.
Let's talk
bro,
about it. I'm gonna do it.
Wait,
there's, it's
Leah,
not
this is
out on
the
sublist.
The patriarchy.
He's done.
Said
he's done.
He controls
silencing
everyone.
Women. How about silencing men? WMFO. What was it? Women. Hey.
This is just so funny.
Managing
Ben's oppression. Something like that.
You're that W fall.
Let's talk about it. Okay. Hold on. Now I'm going to get Marco out of the hot seat because I'm going to get. I'm going to take the slot.
Which French song? I have so many.
The
What was that one? Did I play it yesterday?
So somebody might be.
I would memorize that
because nobody has put up the slot. So
what is it called? Wait.
Hold up.
How do you spell?
I.
Wait, why is it so? Oh, I turned it down so you could not say. Wait, just say it to me first. F E M M E.
Is there a pen?
Which I want facing which drawing. Direction?
It's fine. Just do an A. It'll probably work.
Femme what?
Femme à la. Do you say like, pen this is three different words.
À la poubelle.
À la poubelle.
What is it?
À la peau bleue.
How do you spell that?
À la poubelle. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, like out of here, I think. Into the trash. Yeah.
And then à la peau bleue means of the blue skin.
Okay. Ew. That's like... Okay. So it's a dead person. What is it? How do you spell it?
A smurf.
How do you spell it? Femme à la pluie. I don't see it. You're getting... We're going to mute this song choice. And play something
three, we're
gonna
say
nicer.
À la
pluie.
It's
not even on air.
Three.
No, it is
two,
on air.
Two, one. Say
à la pluie. À la pluie.
À la
pluie.
It's Grace. It's on air.
What? You're on.
Bro, guys, did you hear Grace's joke?
Do not touch my DJ deck.
Did you hear Jason's joke? It was really good.
Let's hear it.
Wait, I need context. Well, okay, Sophia said that the song translates to woman of the what, blue skin?
Yeah.
And Marco was like, oh, she's dead. And I was like, no, it's a smurf. Really funny. Sophia got a laugh.
Remember that everyone was obsessed
with wait, is it because she has blue skin?
Can you play it now that we've analyzed the song?
Music.
I can't find your song. It doesn't exist.
Oh my God.
You know what that means? Incompetent.
We're banning
French.
The French language.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Welcome, welcome.
I guess we have to get off.
I really wanted to play. Wait, one more song. Yeah. Please.
It's a full. It's a full song though.
Wait, we can leave half
through. Okay. No. We can leave half way through, guys.
Is it this?
Yeah, maybe.
Il était minuit. Minuit passé, c'était pas de l'ennui, j'étais un peu fatiguée, j'ai pris un dernier verre, et puis une cigarette, les lumières dansaient, elles éclairaient ses yeux, c'était les reflets d'une femme à la peau bleue, d'une femme à la peau bleue. Je suis rentrée tard, elle m'a suivie. Plus au hasard, depuis cette nuit, je connais pas son nom, ni même son adresse. Je me souviens au fond que de sa tendresse. J'ai pris un dernier verre et puis une cigarette d'une femme à la peau bleue.
darkness or blind, I can see that she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your don't turn your back on the baby. You just might pick up my magic sticks.
Stay. I'll just keep playing back. These facts. Okay. Welcome back to our show here. We just heard some songs. We're joined by some fine guests. Introducing first a 5'8" guard from Hartford, Connecticut. Please say hello to our broadcast.
Hello?
Welcome to our show. Fossil, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well. We're here jamming to some tunes, which is the most important part of our general activity. But regardless, there are other things that matter in life. So, name top three secret keys to happiness.
Ooh, this is a tough one. I get this one all the time.
It's kind of a self-help guru.
Number one, I'd say DeWick food.
Are number you sure? Two, is that a final answer?
It's a final answer. Lock
not
that
like
in.
Food from like
I want better. DeWick at my one.
Okay, DeWick at one.
Number two, I gotta say, is Harlson Hall.
Harlson? Okay, another questionable choice.
Oh, wait, do you have four?
Man. Yeah.
Wait, I don't need to join this.
Oh, wait,
you're welcome.
Okay. And number three is... I'll get back to you.
Okay, we have more guests that must introduce themselves.
Yeah.
Ray, say hello to the fans.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ray. Very excited to join everyone tonight.
Okay, Ray, name one memory that was formative in your childhood years and how it impacts your thinking today.
Yeah, so when I was younger, I went to a pet shelter, and I met this dog.
Did he get euthanized later?
No.
Okay. Good.
His name was Jack. And this dog was, he was a golden retriever.
Okay. How long is this story?
One of the cutest dogs I've ever met.
Okay.
And so that really just taught me to, you know, enjoy life, appreciate what's around you. You know, I've brought that to my life today.
Very well put there. Animals can be incredibly important to our well-being. Right, Kabir?
Right.
How are you doing?
I'm welcome to the show. I'm glad to be back here. It's been a minute, but I'm excited to get back on and share some
stuff. We didn't think that you guys were going to make it.
Yeah, I know. I got myself and we got ourselves here, so. All
right. Well, we'll get
forward
some more.
And you want to say something quickly?
Hi, I'm Sophia.
Thank you, Sophia. Thank you for coming. It's a blessing and an honor for all of you to be here.
Yeah.
We'll keep going on with some more songs and we'll be back to talk more about... Oh, wait, no. I need to ask a question for Kabir and Sophia.
Oh, okay.
Kabir and Sophia, tell us a joke.
Where does candy come from?
Where?
Sweden.
All right. That's enough. We'll see you after this next round of songs. Thank you.
say Shy City. Shy City. Shy City.
I'm coming home again. Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again.
Girl, when I was 3 years old, and what I loved most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy and I like to blow trees, and from that point I never blow her off. Niggas come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tone them off and make them straighten up their hat, cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown, and at nighttime my face lit up so astounding. I told her, and my heart is where she always be. She never mess with entertainers cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess it's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep I'm making that, keep making again. That platinum and gold for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home. Start again.
But if you really cared for her, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids and they just like you. They wanna rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what niggas trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess that's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that, when I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, sparking lighters, wave them around. If you don't know I'm by now, I'm talking again. About Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home. We could start again. Start again.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. How long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger. Go.
Hello and welcome back to the studio. We just had a selection of songs. One called Huit October 1971. I'm sorry, me. I enjoyed it. One called Spin You Round. What was our thought process behind that one?
Yeah, so actually...
You gotta talk at the mic.
Hello.
Yeah, okay.
It's not working.
Hello. There hello, hello.
That's better.
Yeah, so actually, do you want to tell the story? Or should I
can tell the story.
Okay, she can tell the story here.
Okay.
So basically, we were like, we met in like a dorm room, and then he like was in charge of aux, and then he like played the song, and then I just like distinctly remember it from the night like I met Kabir.
Aww. Yeah. And then you started playing New York Times crossword.
Yep. Yep. That's how we bonded.
Wordle together.
Been together for 19 months.
Wow, it's enough to make you cry.
Yeah.
And tell us about this song that you have ready to go.
Ready to go.
Next.
I think it's just one of those songs that when you just like, you're staring at the ceiling at 3 a.m. and just like want to zone out a little bit. It's one of those kind of vibes. Oh. I feel like it's a.
Career, you always got some analysis, really.
Yeah. I think it's always like a. It's a good vibe. Okay. You get
it. Wait. Choose one of these and read it. Okay, and in the meantime, I'll ask Ray about his song choice. Ray, why you choose this song?
I chose Homecoming, partly because the school year is coming to a close.
I didn't even think of that layer,
the
too.
People and the friends that you've spent so many months with this year are parting ways, and you're going home, right?
Good point.
And
good
so
analysis.
So Homecoming is a song that represents all of that sadness, joy, really a juxtaposition of feelings. And yeah.
Okay.
One of my favorite songs.
Despite Kanye, you know, having problematic issues, some would say multiple allegations, rampant anti-Semite.
I don't support
the artist.
What he says outside of the studio, but in that song, for that song in particular, Homecoming, I think has some meaning.
Fair enough. Maybe you're like the same way. People don't respect what you have to say outside of the studio, but when you come here to the radio, then everybody gives you the respect.
It's 2:48 a.m. and dudes start to think they're comedians.
All right. Move on. Did you find one to read?
I have a public service announcement.
Okay.
Give 15. As generous a nation as we are, sometimes instead of giving, we almost give. Don't almost give, give. To find out how you can help, visit Don't Ask. Or don'talmostgive.org, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
I think that's a good lesson to give more than you take while you're here on this world.
Yeah. In my culture, we like to give.
Oh, is that
you
right?
Like to take too.
I thought your culture was big on taking, actually.
Yeah, actually, the Kabir culture, not the Indian culture.
It's okay. We have many different cultures here, and I hope that's reflected, you know, in our music choice. We'll finish the night off strong here on our show.
Makes a spark, but I look better.
night is a thief, some poets wrote. It steals the colors from the day. It's kind of pretty if you like words. For my dog, and I second it. Was there are colors of night? The burning red of passion, the angry green of jealousy, and the ugly, terrifying black fear.
what I do. I know I was wrong, but I won't let you down. Oh, yeah, I will, yeah, I will. Yes, I will. Spot.